You're listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsNap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, are we continuing along this morning? We're going to go through the NFL schedule. We are already into week six. Yeah, I know. It's slow down. I get it. But we are in week six. Tampa Bay winning last night over the Eagles, so that game is in the books. But what about this weekend? What about Sunday? Like, if you're sitting around and you get your local games or whatever, however you get them, maybe you get all of them on the Sunday ticket. Maybe you're just getting a handful of games. I don't know. But no matter what, here are the games that you need to watch and need to pay attention to. All right, you ready? Let's get started. The Atlanta Falcons, the New Orleans Saints, New York Jets, and the San Francisco 49ers. You're all off this week, so we don't need to deal with any of you guys. No Jameis Winston talk, no Trey Lance talk, no Zach Wilson and his mom talk, and no Atlanta Falcons talk.
Yeah, that's not actually a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, actually, for the Saints, it's a good thing because it's the even numbers where they usually lose.
That's true. All right, Jacksonville and Miami. Tottenham Hotspur Stadium is where we go in London for the early morning game between the Jags and the Dolphins, the barn burner that is this one. Jacksonville has lost 20 in a row when you go back to last season. Oof. Their last win was in December. Well, they won in week one, but you got to go back to December of 2019 for their next win after that.
That's
if that
crazy.
Makes any sense.
No, yeah.
Yeah, so before that. So they do not win very often. They're 0-5 this year. Miami is 1-4. Disappointing for Brian Flores. Had a team that felt like there was a chance to really be contenders. Tua Tagovailoa is hurt. But here's the one fact of this game. Both teams are giving up over 30 a contest, so this should be a blast. I don't know.
This game, you know what this game has written on, because you're telling me each team gives up 30 a contest.
Yep.
This will end like 6-3, and it'll all be field goals.
Let me tell you something, NFL. You can't put the scam on people in London for very long. One day they're going to sue you for bringing this garbage to their country.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah, be careful. One day they're going to put the embargo on us.
The positive to this game for us in the continental United States, or just in the United States in general, is that we are waking up and there's football on in the morning.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's literally the only positive you can grab from this game.
That is right.
That and, you know, if you are really into the nuances of football, how will Urban Meyer screw this one up?
Once again, I'm going to ask the question, given that this game stinks, is Spiro Ditas going onto the London trip for CBS?
Ooh. That's a good question.
That's a good question.
I'll get back to you on that.
I ask this with all love to Spiro Ditas, who I like, but he seems to get these kind of games, and I kind of want him to get better. Or maybe Noah Eagle, who's now on the CBS team. Maybe they're sending him there. I don't know. I don't know if Noah Eagle is up to NFL level yet. I know he's doing some college ball. All right, we're going to find that out. But Green Bay taking on the Chicago Bears. Hey, Justin Fields has won back-to-back games as the starting quarterback for your Chicago Bears. The problem is, he's going up against Green Bay that has won 4 in a row, including an overtime thriller last week against Cincinnati. Remember that opening loss to the New Orleans Saints? Yep, neither do I. The Packers are great. The Bears are playing better. They still don't have David Montgomery, but nevertheless, they've got Justin Fields. He's a little banged up, but they should be good to go.
Yeah, the Packers are suffering from what the Bills suffered from in the first game.
Yeah, which is like, oh yeah, the season started. Shoot, we kind of forgot.
Yeah. You want a quick update?
Yes, quick update.
Okay, no, Spiro Ditas gets the barn burner, and we'll talk about this in a second, of Texans at Colts.
Oh, okay, great. Who gets the London
game?
Who
are we sending the love? Kevin Harlan and Trent Green.
Well, that's fantastic. Good for Kevin Harlan.
Kevin Harlan. You know what? Kevin Harlan should stretch it out a little bit and call a few EPL games.
I think they should get him in a little studio apartment in London and have him live there. And when any time they go to London, he just says, all right, I got a little place to stay while I'm out there.
But I think he'd be fantastic as a soccer commentator.
I think so. That would be great. Didn't Gus Johnson try to do that and didn't really do good? I think they gave Gus Johnson the Fox soccer.
They all can't be Ted Lasso, Tony.
Yeah, I know. All right, so the Packers and Bears, that's a good one.
I think it should be fun.
That should be fun. I think there's angles enough to watch. Obviously, it's a division rival. Oh, God, Bears and Packers. I get it. But it's Justin Fields, too. He's playing better, and we'll see. All right. Hear me out on this one.
I'm
ready. Cincinnati, Detroit. This is going to be at Ford Field. Now, I'm a little worried about the Bengals. I think the Bengals are a lot better than people think.
Yeah.
But could this be the week that our man Dan Campbell gets his win?
Yes.
I think you're right.
I think this is the week.
Now, we tend to do these where we give out we will make a prediction. I think I want to make a prediction here. I think Detroit's going to win this game.
I think so, too, because they haven't been playing bad. They just had rotten luck.
Yeah.
And hear me out on this, okay?
Yeah.
Because Detroit has had these close games, and they've lost on last-minute field goals. The Bengals have a terrible kicker.
Great point. Great point. Yeah.
Although this could be the week. I think it's Randy Bullock is their kicker. This would be the week that he nails everything.
Sure, probably nails everything.
And including that 68-yarder to win the game.
Now, again, I'm not opposed to this. I like emotion. Does Dan Campbell shed some tears if they win?
Yes.
For his guys that are fighting tooth and nail for him.
I think it will be a press conference that can only air on cable television.
Lifetime?
Maybe.
Like Hallmark?
Well, I'm also talking about the expletives.
The expletives. I thought you meant the sort of the softness of
the coach. Oh, no. It'll be both. Okay. It'll be both. You can mix in both. And I think Dan Campbell will do it poetic justice.
She's a busy lawyer. He's an NFL coach that doesn't win. Will they find love? Yeah, I love that. That Hallmark movie is going to work. How about Houston and Indianapolis?
Yeah.
If you had told me that both of these teams would be 1-4 at the beginning of the season, I wouldn't have been shocked. Because Houston is terrible, and I know they'd be 1-4, but I knew that Indianapolis' schedule was awful for them. Somebody hates them. Somebody does not like Jim Irsay. Because that team was rolling through some really tough teams. But they're both 1-4. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
There is a report that T.Y. Hilton could return for this game. He's been out since neck surgery. Can I just ask this question? Doesn't that statement feel weird? If you have neck surgery.
You're done, right?
I did this with Peyton Manning. Remember when Peyton Manning had neck surgery? We're like, we don't really know what it was or... Like, to go back to the NFL after having neck surgery, I don't know about that one. But T.Y. Hilton could return for the Colts.
That right there, if he does return for the Colts, I think you chalk up the Colts in the win category.
Yeah, Davis Mills making his fourth start, the rookie quarterback. where did he play his college ball again? Stanford? Yeah.
That's all we know. That's all we have on this game, by the way.
That's it. That's all we got.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I even live in the city. I couldn't tell you who's on the Texans.
Get away from it. Rams and the Giants. Or I should say the Rams and the little Giants. Because they got everybody hurt. Saquon Barkley hasn't practiced dealing with the ankle injury. Daniel Jones is in the concussion protocol and they think he could play.
Like a game time decision.
Come on. With a concussion?
Why bother, Giants?
Why are we doing this?
Yeah.
The Rams are great. They're 4-1. They roll through teams. They'll probably roll through the short Giants team that is injury plagued. Kadarius Toney punched somebody. You got Kenny Galladay got hurt.
He's definitely going to punch somebody.
Everybody's beat up for the Giants.
Tony's
you don't want Mike Glennon at quarterback either. Blech.
Tony's going to pick on Aaron Donald.
Yeah,
that's who he's going to pick a fight with. And Aaron Donald will be like, please stop.
Don't you think that should be a decision in Daniel Jones' concussion protocol? Are we playing Aaron Donald? Yeah, all right, one more week.
Yeah.
I know you're passing all the signs. But
the headache is back. I can't do it. No, not this week.
I'm not going to play.
Yeah, can I be on the sidelines holding the clipboard? Sure, I can do
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. Send that Glennon guy out
send
there.
Send Glennon out there. How old is Glennon? Can his bones literally break?
I said this last week. The Giants are better off with Jason Garrett suiting up playing quarterback than Mike Glennon playing quarterback.
Yeah. They're the same age, right?
Yeah. I know. How old is Mike Glennon? Because I feel like he's been in the league forever. But if you told me he was like 26, I'd be like, okay. My time gets all compressed.
There's no way he's 26.
No, I don't think Mike Glennon's
26. And the survey says 31.
31, okay. Because I feel like he's been in the league forever.
Yeah, 6'7".
I know. That's great, isn't it?
God, that's huge.
Shouldn't you be able to see over everybody pretty good at that height?
You should be able to make all your passes.
Yeah. Remember, if Doug Flutie couldn't see over the offensive lineman and throw a football, then Mike Glennon should be like, I see everything. All right, Kansas City and Washington. All right, Chiefs, look, stop monkeying around here. Stop playing around here. You're 2-3. Don't get dangerous with a Washington team that could beat you. I know it sounds crazy, but Washington could give you a tough defense. But the Chiefs do score a lot still. They just give up a lot of points. Here's the fun fact of the Kansas City Chiefs. They are fifth in the league in scoring, averaging nearly 31 points per game. The problem is they're giving up nearly 33, and that's worst in the NFL. So be careful here, Kansas City. We don't want to lose the Chiefs. I know you wouldn't mind if they got buried in the division.
I would love it if they lost this game.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
But yes, Washington, Washington's 2-3. They're a little bit more dangerous defensively than people think. So I'm just saying be careful. But, you know, they give up some points, too. So, you know, I think they're second in the league in points. Points allowed. So there you go. So Kansas City, that's a medium-sized game, I think.
Yeah.
For the Chiefs. Watch it to see if the Chiefs are bouncing back.
I mean, I can't imagine them not.
I can't either.
But, you know, this again, it's one of these games where stranger things happen. You know, maybe Washington football team gets a charge out of them retiring Sean Taylor's number or
right. The
fact, like, you know what, I mean, they don't want to be the team that's just – they want to be known for football, not just emails right now. And they come out ready to play.
Do you have the broadcasting team for that game?
I could look it up real quick.
Okay, yeah. I'm just a little curious what level this game is for. Who's got the game?
No one's broadcast.
I would assume
CBS. That's the Iron Eagle, Charles Davis.
Okay, Iron Eagle getting this game. We put Iron Eagle on a game. It's got a little bit of importance.
Yeah.
All right, one more, and then we'll go to break, and then we'll come back and wrap up the schedule. Vikings and Panthers. Not bad.
Not good.
Yeah, the Panthers are a little disappointing after starting the season 3-0, but yeah. They were 3-0 against weak teams. But Vikings at 2-3, coming off that win against the Lions, but I don't like them.
No, I don't
it's
either.
Let me put it this way. I don't like the way they're playing. I don't like the way they are right now. I feel like they're...
Like this team needs a major overhaul.
Yeah.
You know, Dalvin Cook, keep. Everyone else can go. Oh, no. I'm forgetting the wide receiver's name. Jefferson?
Jefferson, yeah.
Yeah, keep him, too.
He came over in the trade.
I'm just not a Kirk Cousins fan.
I'm not either. 10 touchdown passes on the season. They're kind of mediocre. They're kind of middle of the road.
And that's why
they're not bad.
I feel like, you know, yeah, you gave Kirk Cousins all this guaranteed money. He's the reason why you're not going to achieve anything.
Right.
Like
exactly.
It's like he has a ceiling, and his ceiling has been reached. He can't get past it.
Forgive me for not paying attention as much to the Panthers as I should. Christian McCaffrey, is he healthy? Questionable, I think.
I don't know. Let us know, guys. We'll I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either. So we'll see about Christian McCaffrey in this game. Questionable. Listen to this questionable. Which probably means he's going to play if you're Christian McCaffrey. Or maybe Matt Rhule is pulling a Bill Belichick and has no chance of playing. All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap up the schedule as we continue along. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
O'Reilly Auto Parts specializes in keeping your car on the road. Not sure how much life is left in your battery? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. They're professional parts people will test your battery for free. If it does need to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right one to fit your car. Superstar batteries are built to handle even the toughest conditions. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Continuing. In the NFL schedule, as we roll through week number 6, we're going to get to some of the early games, finish up the early games, and then get into the afternoon games. All right, as we continue along, we mentioned the London game. I'm trying to figure out where we left off here.
The game of the weekend.
Oh, yeah, the game of the weekend.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm sorry.
Chargers-Ravens.
The Chargers-Ravens. I was going to go there, but then I was like, are you being sarcastic? Was there another game?
Yeah, I understand.
I wanted to kind of hit what we were both doing.
The only problem I have with this game is, I got a couple problems. It's like the fourth opponent the Chargers had to face that, you know, we're predicting to be in the playoffs. It's been a brutal stretch for the Chargers, but they keep winning.
Right.
Except for against that Cowboys team. And why has this? Why was this game not flexed?
Oh, my God. An early afternoon game on CBS?
Yes.
Were you going to get lost in the shuffle?
12 o'clock?
4-1 against 4-1?
1 o'clock Eastern?
All right. What is the big takeaway of this game? One, the Chargers are very good. Very, very good. And Justin Herbert is an emerging superstar. Lamar Jackson, you could say, is kind of a superstar. And guess what? He can now throw the ball, as we found out on Monday
Thanks.
Night.
Thanks. You couldn't figure that out next week, yeah. Lamar?
After that comeback win against the Indianapolis Colts, Lamar Jackson is throwing the ball, and now everyone's like, oh, my God, he's great. Well, yeah. That's what you get. This is going to be a great game. I'm telling you.
This is must-watch. I mean, you don't even have to
five-star, without question.
You don't have to be a fan of either team to really sit back and enjoy watching two young quarterbacks just battle it out.
We were talking about this on Monday. There's just this, here are the Chargers, and they are a team that, you know, again, got a guy at quarterback that's a star. They got a good young head coach that seems to know what he's doing, and they're winning games against good teams. And 4-1. And then you got the Ravens. And the Ravens lost a really fluky game to the Las Vegas Raiders. But since then,
they needed
to win by the hair of their chinny chin chin. But nevertheless, they're winning games.
I mean, if we think back to that when the Raiders beat the Ravens, the only thing we could talk about is like that was the strangest overtime we have ever seen in our life.
Without question, that's the loss
the Ravens have.
And they've beaten Kansas City, yeah, the Lions, yeah, the Colts, Broncos. But you know what? They're wins, and they matter. And again, that game against the Colts where they were down and Lamar Jackson rallied and threw those touchdown passes to get them into that game and to win that game and then score the touchdown in overtime, fantastic. So, yeah, this definitely is a five-star game.
Yeah.
And it's good, too, because, you know, like we're now at the point of the season now where we can start really determining – some of the value of these teams and to start saying, all right, I think we got something here, you know, and now we do. I feel like we got with both.
Yep.
All right.
This game definitely should have been flexed.
Arizona at Cleveland. This is the Fox late game. Is Buck doing this game or is he off for baseball?
That's a good question. I know he did Thursday.
He did Thursday.
No, this is Kevin Kugler.
Kevin Kugler.
And Mark
okay.
Sanchez.
All right. Mark Sanchez.
Yep.
Is he doing games now?
He is.
Yeah, they just come on into the booth.
Come on, everybody.
Come on in. How big of a win is this? How big of a win is this for Cleveland? Do they need this at 3-2? Do they want to be 3-3?
I think they do need this win.
Yeah, I do too.
Because, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm not too worried about the Browns. I still think, you know, playoff hopes, playoff chances are still on the table for them. But I think a win against this kind of cements, you know, who they are this year. Because, I mean, they lost a tough one against San Diego Chargers last week.
Chargers last week, yeah.
You know, I mean, that was tough. I mean, that was a shootout. That was, you know, we came back saying that was the game of the weekend. We had fun watching that one.
This is what I worry about, and I know we got a lot of games. I get it. We still have 11 more games after this one for your sixth game. But I worry about Cleveland in this. How often are we going to go, it's okay. They'll make the playoffs. It's okay. It's a tough loss, but that's okay. Don't you get to a point where you go, hey, you can't afford to lose anymore.
Yeah, I feel like this is it.
Right? Like, if they lose this game and they're 3-3, be really careful if you're Cleveland. Because if you go if you're 3-3, winning the division is going to be hard. You know, you're going to need the Ravens to kind of come back to you a little bit.
I mean, listen, their wins so far this season have came against the Texans, Bears, and Vikings.
Right, right.
So you need to get a quality win. On the flip side, if the Cardinals do win, do we give them? Do we start giving them actual credit?
Ah, yeah. If they're 6-0 with a road win at Cleveland, where would that put them in the hierarchy of our top five, bottom five? We got them two.
Yeah.
Would they get the number one spot for a win like this?
I mean, do we give them the respect
they deserve? Yeah, they got to start getting it, man. They have got to start getting it.
Because let's face it, I mean, no one really has them on the top of their leaderboard in their power rankings.
Not really.
And they're undefeated.
Still loving Dallas and Buffalo and whatnot. Yeah.
You know what it feels like? It feels like they're Kentucky.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it feels like Kentucky. Like, oh, wow, look at that. They're 6-0 and ranked 11th.
Good
even though
team. You guys
them.
Have beat some quality teams. But, you know, you're still not, you know, the Bills would beat you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Denver against Las Vegas. I got to tell you, I really want to know how Las Vegas is going to play now. Like, do they do that chip on their shoulder? Everyone's against us. We're going to show everybody. Or are they going to fall apart without a coach that a lot of guys on the team did like.
Yeah, do they fold like a deck of cards?
Yeah, completely. I would put this in the middle of the road as far as value. I don't think Denver is as good as we thought, but I think to pay attention to where Las Vegas' season's going is good.
I was going to say slightly above, but I get what you're saying. Like, the football may not be that entertaining.
Right.
But the storylines that surround this game make it almost a must-watch. You really want to dial in and check it out.
Dallas and New England, the Cowboys have not won in Foxborough since 1986.
Jeez.
Or 87. I'm sorry, 87. They haven't beaten the Patriots since 1996. A lot of it is because Brady and Belichick dominated for 20 years, all right?
Yeah.
But Dallas is rolling right now. They are second in the league in rushing and pass, second in the league in rushing and scoring at 4-1. They're one of the top teams in the league. This has got to be the Jim Nance Tony Romo game, right?
Of course it is.
All right. Very good.
We're going to get all the.
Oh, Jim, I'm telling you, they got all. Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait.
You're going to get all of that. And
the NBC crew getting Steelers and Seahawks.
That's why I'm saying this game needed to be flexed out. They should have taken a look at this and like, are we really throwing Geno Smith against Ben Roethlisberger?
Well, I'll tell you, Al, throw out the record books when these two teams play each other. Actually, don't, because they're both 2-3 and struggling.
It's a Super Bowl rematch, isn't it?
It's a Super Bowl rematch of 15 years ago. I'm sure there's some bad blood between these two teams still from the three people that might still be on the roster. I think it was only one, Ben Roethlisberger. And Buffalo and Tennessee Monday night. That is 10 stars.
There it is.
All right. No, because I think the Bills. Tennessee a little. All right. But that Buffalo is so good.